to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on top.
9443, give us a call.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money map.
Well, double talk is all you get. And you want to hear it straight.
Give it to the straight.
There's a place to find all the answers. AMMM Show Wave.
I want to give the audience credit. When we started today on Amazon.com, the book was ranked about 1750, and just in this last hour, the book has gone down 300 places. It's now 1413. It's one of the secrets about Amazon.com. It doesn't take very many sales for a book to move on Amazon.com. If your listeners out there and you like a book, you can always move the numbers with a few sales. The numbers on Amazon.com are very important to the book industry, but you know, even the sale of 10 books in a short time will impact how the rankings are done, and the rankings make a huge difference in how the books are received and noticed and what attention we get. I've been very pleased about how The Late Great USA has done. It's number 8 this week in the New York Times bestseller list. And I've also left all my articles still up in WorldNet Daily and on Human Events Online. They're all there free. I put the argument together in one place in the book. But I want to make sure that if you Google my name, Corsi plus North American Union, I think there's now 500,000 entries there for a person to go to and look at and do trace the development of the ideas and the original articles. We're taking calls. I'm encouraging people to call in at 800-313-9443. I think we have another call from Jeff in Missouri. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Really appreciate your insight into all this. A lot of people don't realize what's going on in, here in America today, and our elected leaders need to be held accountable. Folks, this is treason. They all take an oath to uphold the Constitution, and none of them are doing it. That makes them traitors to the Republic. And treasonist. So, I mean, we allow them to get away with this. When was the last time a senator or congressman was killed in this country by somebody?
Well, I don't know. We need to be talking about any violence here, Jeff. But what I'm saying is that...
Well, I mean, okay.
I say,
I'm all for peace, you know, love. Yeah. And
well,
love
but your point,
and
I think your point is taken. I call it to a bureaucratic coup d'etat. This whole North American Union, the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. We have these 20 working groups that are meeting under the auspices of the Department of Commerce. I publish page 81 of the book, the organizational chart of the Security and Prosperity Partnership working groups, which I got from our government, Freedom of Information Act request. I've got about 2,000 pages. And
you make your case very, very substantially, and there's no doubt about it that what's going on in America today. But my whole point is that the reason why we have a Second Amendment is that they don't listen to the first.
Well, I'm glad we have a Second Amendment. Let's just be careful how we use it. And callers, the number is 800-313-9443. This is Jerry Corsi today sitting in for John.
Why continue?
Take the heat out of your sleep.
the Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And this is Jerry Corsi today. I'm sitting in for John. I'm the author of The Late Great USA, The Coming Merger with Mexico and Canada, a WorldNet Daily staff reporter. And I want to encourage you to call in. I want to take as many calls as we can in the 2 hours that I'm with you. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. I want to go to an article that I wrote in WorldNet Daily last week. It was on Vice President Cheney. Vice President Cheney wrote a letter to a constituent. We got a copy of it at WorldNet Daily. And the letter said that there's no secret plan to create a continent-crossing superhighway to facilitate the merger of the United States, Mexico, and Canada. And I get these regularly emailed to me. Senators, congressmen write letters to their constituents and say, there's just no NAFTA superhighway. It doesn't exist. It's all a big urban legend, an internet conspiracy. There is no such thing. Okay, now the vice president in his next paragraph stated, however, the Department of Transportation is going to continue to work with the State Departments of Transportation in the I-35 corridor, creating this to meet 21st century needs. Well, that's just the point. The what we call the NAFTA superhighway has been this NAFTA super corridor. It's I-35, and that's the main continental highway that we have in the United States that extends from Mexico all the way up into Canada. Goes, passes through Oklahoma, goes through Kansas City, goes through Minneapolis and through Duluth, Minnesota, on into Canada. So the vice president is just basically here playing a game that is gaming semantics. And I want to emphasize this. There's a lot of this going on in Washington, D.C., including within the White House. Vice president wants to deny that there's any move for North American integration that is anything except the normal, you know, cooperation with friendly neighbors, even though the vice president knows that Interstate 35 is being to get put together to be a NAFTA corridor. He just doesn't want to call it that. Now, I also pointed out in the same article that we've got NASCO, N-A-S-C-O, which is the North American Super Corridor Coalition. And NASCO is a trade association there in Dallas, Texas. Now, NASCO does the same game. They say that a North American Super Corridor is not an NAFTA superhighway. I mean, why that distinction means anything to them, I don't know, but they keep saying that over and over again. Then they say there's no plans to build a new NAFTA superhighway. It exists as I-35. So there you are, right there on their website. NAFTA is admitting that there's a NAFTA superhighway. It's I-35. They just want to say it's not a super corridor and it's nothing new. Well, I got under a Missouri Sunshine Law from Tiffany Melvin. She's the executive director of NASCO. I got a July 21st, 2006 email that she wrote, and she said, we have to stay away from Super Corridor because it's a very bad hot button right now. Well, again, I think these are the kinds of things that make it clear that our politicians, those people who are supporting NAFTA superhighways, recognize how politically sensitive the issue is, and they're trying to game the issue by not being forthright in what they state. I also published, we put on the internet a picture from the internet of the North of NASCO's first original website. Their opening page used to be a map that highlighted Interstate 35 in yellow. Thank you.
family unit is gone, then the government, just like George Orwell's 1984, would have no one standing around you when the government wanted to talk to you. No family, no friends. Everyone would look away and you'd be on your own. This is to make the individual feel helpless and powerless. And as I say, this was written about in detail in old books, still probably in libraries, that no one bothers to read, except those who are trained to work in today's present think tanks. The think tanks that are given ideas and parts of the social agenda and who have to make it work through marketing it into your heads via television, radio, and all the media and magazines. That's how we get our thoughts. They're induced thoughts. Most opinions people come to today are evaluated on the data that you've been given about certain topics. If you're not given all the data, you can never come to the right conclusion. You will think you have, because you think you have all the data. The reality is you're given bits and pieces, like bits and bytes of the computer information. You change whole pictures, whole vistas, by simply withholding little bits of the truth to give faulty conclusions. And the conclusions we're coming to are predetermined conclusions worked out with the problems by top psychologists. The best brains in the world, in their fields, are always taken out through scholarships and brought up to very high levels very quickly and put into think tanks to work for the government that Carl Quigley talked about, the mentor of Bill Clinton, the man who picked students to be Rhodes Scholars for global government. Quigley said that in the 1960s, when he wrote his book, Tragedy and Hope, and the Anglo-American establishment, both are must-reads. He said that in his day, this parallel government had already been in existence for at least 60 years. So we're talking about the very beginning of the 1900s. He said the reason it came into existence was because there were too many conflicting opinions and viewpoints by too many conflicting groups to get things done efficiently. This is the same explanation given by the Club of Rome, one of the top think tanks, which is put out there to find ways to manipulate your psychology, to manipulate your beliefs, to bring in even a form of earth worship, nature worship, so that you will obey the new laws. When you realize you're just another creature walking the planet with no special rights, no higher than any other animal, that's part of their agenda. We have channels like the History Channel, which is very good at distorting history through emotion as well. And if you notice, school children are given lots of videos to watch on nature and so on, and even people's types of dramas to show them psychology, but it's always the worst negative type you could possibly have with bad families. These are emotive indoctrinations. You imprint an idea into a brain or a mind when you attach emotion to a particular visual scene. But once these imprints are there, it's very, very difficult to show a person another way about a particular subject. They're fixed in their belief system on that particular topic, and they might even become violent if you go near that topic and show them any other way. That's where we are today. Conflict is used by the elite, and always has been used, to change society. Now, Professor Quigley said, the main reason for war is to change society, all societies of all sides. Because you can get more done in 5 years of war by government methods with growing bureaucracies that take rights and freedoms away than you can with 50 years of peace. I'll be back in a few moments after I think these messages. I hear a little bit of music in the background there.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I like that kind of stuff, having done a lot of it myself. I'm talking about history today and the present and the future to show the listeners that nothing happens spontaneously in this world. In fact, back in the 1970s, when the top agencies in Britain, the secret service, which is above MI6, released some of its reports, it said that in the time of the 1960s, it was impossible for any group anywhere in the world to pull off any particular terrorist act without foreknowledge being known to them, because everything was infiltrated. And that's why the whole idea of the 9/11 fiasco was known by every side. In fact, the same day it happened, the top of MI6 came out on the BBC and said that they'd warned the US this was going to happen. They knew it was going to happen. The Mossad informed the U.S. it was going to happen. It just seems that the only people who didn't really take it seriously, supposedly, were the president and all his men. In other words, it must happen. It was a must be. And in fact, some years before it, the Project for a New American Century Club, the same group that's in power, or at least appears to be in power today, had talked about something necessary to happen on the scale of a Pearl Harbor event. The reason being, all history books will tell you, the first rule of war is to get public opinion on your side so that you can go outside of your country and attack someone. That's the oldest trick in the book. This was followed up by Zbigniew Brzezinski's book, The Grand Chessboard, where he also reiterated the same facts of the necessity of going in. With Afghanistan, we tend to forget Afghanistan was the first target. We also tend to forget there was a big build-up of so-called allied forces around Afghanistan before 9/11 even happened. 9/11 had to happen because, as I say, in the high societies, it was a must-be, it was a historical necessity to get this agenda underway once and for all. Back in the 1960s, Arthur C. Clarke, a high Freemason, wrote the book 2001. Behind the story of space and space travel was Masonic allegory from beginning to end, including the Lumined Man overcoming the God and becoming one himself. Hal was the God. Hal was the sun. Hal was the computer. So they had an allegory within a story for the High Ones to understand, but it was to set off a whole sequence of events beginning in 2001 and ending with the second one, 2010. In 2010, his second book, A New Sun Is Born in the Sky, another sun, and as above, so below, you have a new type of human that will come forward on Earth, plus we have the unification of the Americas to be completed by 2010. That was discussed as far back as the 1980s with the free trade negotiations before NAFTA came along, as was the new capital of the Americas. And at that time, they had talked about making it Montreal in Canada. It's quite amazing when these big events are taking place that we have all these minor distractions to do with some murderer, generally involving sex, because people seem to be tremendously addicted to the nitty-gritty, nasty stuff of violence and sex, as Hollywood can certainly testify. And so they give us big stories like that, or Michael Jackson with his latest scandal and how much it's going to cost him to get out of it. These are the sort of topics that captivate the minds of the general public when we're sailing through some of the biggest changes, these legal takeovers, you might say, that we're faced with. At the moment, with the war on terror, or war off terror, on the public, everyone is being trained that this is a long haul. This is to take maybe 100 years to complete. Now, what do they mean by 100 years to get this war over with? It's not just a war to standardize the Middle East. That's part of it. It's not just a war to raise a generation in all of the countries of the Middle East who will then accept this strange term called democracy, the biggest con game I've ever heard of. It's also a war to change what we even think of ourselves as being, from human to cyborg, to purpose-made, ideal design, ID. That's what it means. ID is also ideal design. The ideal design being a purpose-made creature to serve the system better. A creature that will cause no conflicts or problems for their masters because you'll be programmed efficiently by computers. That's what they're talking about. The whole movement in the 60s and 70s to do with lesbianism that led the charge for rights for women, and the same lesbian groups, strangely enough, led the rights for homosexual males. They led the van.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Confused? Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Alan Watts, standing in for John Stadmiller. And before that break there, I was talking about how groups are funded and led and used always for different purposes than those involved in the groups think they're being used for. Because it was decided long ago they would have to destroy everything that was thought of as being normal to bring in a new world order. A new system, a new culture, a new global society. A global society which would go through one of its phases before the final phase of chipping in the brain and accept that collectively they were one. This is why the New Age was taught to preach this oneness doctrine as far back as the late 1880s. The groups used were always what they called the fringe groups, and top psychologists know this, so I'm not really telling them anything new at all. You use the fringe groups to alter society for your own ends and not for the particular members of the groups themselves. So people are used one after another and played off against each other to get a, to reach a goal, like a game of chess, and they don't even know they're on the chessboard and that someone else has rigged the game. The idea, as I say, being that any idea of normalcy, what was normalcy before it all began, was what they call the traditional family. And I'm not saying the traditional family was a happy lot either. Most were not. Even back in the 50s and the 40s, they were dysfunctional. They had already become dysfunctional. Not nearly so bad as they are today. It's difficult for anyone, male or female, to get through this life today without massive indoctrination and all of the ads that, that hit you per day from billboards, magazines, television and radio. The whole thing being to make you feel unsatisfied with everything. That's how things are sold. First, you must dissatisfy the person and offer the solution. The solution, of course, is always the lie. But back in the 1900s, early 1900s, 1920s and 30s, they brought Madison Avenue in, the big marketing companies, to work with the special agencies, the agencies that became eventually the CIA in the U.S., and MI6 and MI5 in Britain. Ideas are marketed right into our brains. But the idea, again, of using fringe groups, of dissatisfied groups, was to send leaders out to get them organized and to network together towards a goal which sounded like, to them, utopia, but in fact was meant to remove what was thought of, even though it was mainly a memory at the time, of normalcy. Once you have nothing to compare anything to as being normal, then you're in flux. Your life, your emotions, you're not fixed or grounded, you're in flux. And when you're in flux and the whole society is in flux, you can move rapidly with a new type of culture planned from the top and marketed to the people. And that's where we are today. We're going through tremendous changes, not just globally, but individually. The children who come up through school today, if you ask them about certain topics, will give you such strange answers, strange to people born in a previous time. Yet all their peer group, the children of their own age, will have the same pat answers to tell you, because that's what they're taught in school. All down through the ages, different groups are taught to come into conflict with each other. The racial issue has been used for thousands of years in other countries. Religious differences are also used to the fullest extreme. And neither conflicting side ever achieves what they thought they'd achieve, because it's always a third party that guides both of them. And that's what we have today. The changes we're going through are supposed to upset us so much, and train us at the same time to obey, 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 and have body cavity searches at airports and stuff like this, that we're being dehumanized. When you accept dehumanization, then you lose confidence in yourself. You become almost a non-person. You do what you're told, obedience to authority. That's where we are today. Will this improve? No, it won't, until the public themselves say enough is enough. We have the choice today of going along with this, and it's a creeping cancer. It's everywhere. It's all across the world. The same system, the same agenda has been written into law in every country across the whole planet, because it was coordinated before 9/11 to do so. But we have the choice today of saying no to all of this. Enough is enough. And then when we say no, we have to, for the first time, perhaps, maybe the first time in thousands of years, and start asking ourselves, what is life all about? What is the purpose of life? Are we just good consumers and producers, as the United Nations calls the perfect citizen? Or is there something more to life than just this? We've all been trained to be consumers, just like you train rats in the laboratory. You can train train a rat in a laboratory cage to pull a lever for its seed. And then you make it do all sorts of weird and fantastic things, and it goes back and pulls the lever again. Well, that's what we do as wage slaves. We go out to accumulate and to produce and consume, and we reward ourselves at the end of the month with some toy made in China that breaks in a month or two. That's what we're doing. We're trained to be very, very selfish. We're trained, in fact, to be dissociative with each other. And in a dissociative state, we ignore each other. As we ignore each other, we become dehumanized, and we're easier to control by those in charge. Now, for the next hour and 20 minutes or so, I can take calls, anyone who wants to call in about their own experiences going through this life, what they've seen themselves, and the questions they've asked, perhaps, and maybe we can fill in some of the answers. The agenda, as I say, is very old. There's lots of books out there on it. Jax Attali is a very good book to read. It's called Millennium, Winners and Losers in the Coming New World Order. He talks about the influx from South America or Latin America of millions of immigrants looking for work and the good life as they think it will be. He also talks about the mayhem it would cause at this particular time. But he also talks about people leaving en masse from the United States as the new boat people looking for work abroad. If we follow Europe, see what Europe has done already, you'll find that the creme de la creme, the brightest children and students from all countries in Europe, can apply for jobs anywhere in Europe, but they must leave home. The rest are left behind where they are and basically written off to the low-level jobs. The low-level jobs are just service economies. Service economies are where nothing is produced. Everything is brought into the country through middlemen and others, and then passed around to other sellers all the way down the line. It's not meant to last forever. North America has gone into this incredible service economy. Pretty well everyone is listening today has lived through the transfer of all major industries to China. It didn't happen by chance. We all lived through it. We lived through the negotiations. We lived through the GATT treaty that enabled it to happen. We all heard of the factories pulling up stakes and moving, yet no one asked the questions as why. Today we think it's quite natural that everything is produced in China. When you realize that nothing on that level can take place without massive planning for maybe 50, 60 years, then you start to get a bigger picture, a different picture of what's really going on. Bureaucracies don't work quickly. It takes them years to formulate all the written material and have negotiations, and then interact with their counterparts in other countries. Never mind the stacks of lawyers they have to deal with, and then back to the drawing board again. In the 1930s, in 1937 to be exact, when the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of International Affairs had its international meeting in Melbourne, Australia, they discussed the setting up of China into its present-day position as the manufacturer of the world. Well, how come the public were never consulted on any of this? Well, the reason is we've never had freedom. It's just illusions. That's all we've been fed. The media is there to entertain you and to mislead you, and to keep children happy. And we are all the children, regardless of our age groups. thing again back in the 1950s, that they'll train everyone not to have an opinion, but to listen to experts. And regardless if you're watching the weather station or anything else, they always bring on some expert to tell you how to tie your shoelaces, or what clothes to wear, or what you should wear that day for the weather. As though we're children. And guess what? It's actually working with a lot of people. They cannot think or reason for themselves. Zygmunt Brzezinski said that in his book, Between Two Ages. He said shortly the public will be unable to come to a rational decision by themselves. They're being trained to repeat their downloads from the previous night's news, and that's all they'll be able to talk about the next day to their friends. That's where we are today. The people expect the media to do the reasoning for them. That's perfect for a tyrant. You couldn't ask for a better society of trained children. Children who want to perpetually play forever and have all the free time they can, and leave all the weighty matters to your superiors, or as in Britain, who are taught to say, our betters. That's what we have today. And we gave up all our rights and all our ability to think and decide. We gave it all away quietly, without even yelling. That's how slick the scientific system is. We didn't even notice it happening. At least most didn't. In all mammal society, a mammal born will look toward his parent, one or other of his parents, for signs of danger, what it should be aware of, the creatures it should be wary of. If the parent doesn't know, the young mammal won't question anything and it'll go right up to its enemy that will then eat it. It's the same with people. Children who are born into a particular time expect their parents to tell them all the major things they should know, what to be wary of. If the parents have been indoctrinated into an ignorant bliss and don't know to tell the children think the system as it stands is quite natural. When you understand that, you understand how this system is working so easily. There's no one to tell the children that this is not a natural time to live in. There's nothing natural about it. There's nothing natural about everyone having to carry an ID card. Now, the ID card has already been carried by children in Europe. They can't get on a bus without it. Or a taxi. They're taught, even in the fictional dramas on television, they always slip in and take your ID card with you, son. That's how they're training them. This ID card is the same ID card coming out in the US shortly. And Britain, which uses the same card too, has already admitted that there's space on it for all your banking, because it will eventually be used for the cashless society as part of the total information network. That will happen very easily because people adapted to the card system already, the plastic cards, credit cards, special shopping cards, rapidly to save time, they thought. When I first saw this about 10 years ago, I kept out of big supermarkets. I kept away from them. And I had to go to one major one day. I think you needed roller skates to get around it. It was so huge. And I watched the people at the checkout counters, and every single one of them just swiped a card past this little machine. And I thought, they've been trained like animals, not like rats. Because all you have to do is take the card away and put a chip in their wrist, and they've already been taught to do the same action. This is how you train animals. It is known by zoologists. It's known by sociologists and ethnologists. And here we are, all adapting quietly. And why do we adapt? It's because, well, everyone else does. Everyone else does. If you take cash into a store now, they look at you strangely. And if you give them $100 or something, you think you'd hand them $1 million. They don't know what to do with it. Meanwhile, you put $10,000 through a plastic card without them blinking an eye. That's how unusual it is to use cash today. Everyone is ready by using the cashless system already for their ID card to be used with a credit system. Step by step by step training. Perpetual training. In the 1940s,
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's SoleilWellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
And credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Shopping cart against the wall. He said, "I better a lot of things. But Sonny, I see one thing beats them all. And I was flying back from Lubbock. I saw
Jesus
on the plane. Or maybe it
was Alan Watt back, standing in for John Stadmiller, going through some of the darker recesses of my mind, trying to remember how we got to where we are today. I was mentioning this particular bishop, the Red Bishop, was actually an Archbishop of Canterbury back in the 40s and 50s, who put books out on strange topics that at first seemed to be to do with what he called continuing education. And I thought, what does he mean by continuing education? Is this perpetual night school or something for adults? When I got into his books, I realized what it was. He worked with big agencies such as Tavistock Institute in England, the premier, really, of mind psychology and manipulation for mass control. He said that everyone would have to be trained from birth to death, gradually and incessantly, towards a brand new system, trained in such a way they wouldn't know they were being trained. They'd never figure it out. And this supposedly was to lead to what he called world peace, something which most people hopefully would want. When you realize what this particular group means by world peace, they're talking about their own particular utopia. It's a utopia for a very old and wealthy elite, a utopia where there'd be no chance of the peasantry causing problems as they have done through the ages. The perfect society. But to get them to that stage, this bishop talked about continuing perpetual education, step by step, into new formats, new formulas, new ways of doing, perceiving, especially perceiving, because perception can be distorted so easily if you know the tricks of language. These are the same tricks used by the big marketing companies on a daily basis. You know, this toothbrush is going to make you smile like you've never smiled before. This treadmill machine, have you ever seen these people on treadmill machines? If you see someone laughing their head off as they go along them, then they obviously are crazy. But we're supposed to think this is what you wanted all your life. This is what was missing in your life. All these ridiculous ads that we're so used to and accustomed to in this consumerist society. Consumerism is based on creating dissatisfaction, not satisfaction. If we were all satisfied, we'd be quite happy with everything we've already bought, and the system would fall apart. And you've no sooner bought the latest gizmo to make you happy and fill that void, and here's another ad telling you, no, this is really what you need, this thing over here. And so you rush out with your cards and buy it, because everyone has to have it. This is incredible training when you think about it. We're supposed to be the highest creatures on this planet. Supposed to be. They were trained easier than most animals. Why is it so easy? It's because nothing on the planet has been studied as much.
It's true.